Well, today this is part one of praying for the churches and ministries in San Bernardino County that they can reach our communities. What do you know about the community surrounding your church? Do you pray for the people in your community as well as those attending your church? Have you ever added the commandment to love others as yourself with the Great Commission to enhance discipleship? As part one of a series of prayers focused on reaching those outside the walls of the church, there are over a dozen communities, mostly rural and small in population, that have no churches. What an opportunity. Well, let's pray for the people in our church to first get a community mindset from timidity to courage, from an ostrich view to an eagle perspective. Father, we thank you for the word that you spoke. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. The first and great commandment, and the second, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. We also thank you that the law is fulfilled in this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. And then you also commanded us to go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the Father, of Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything you've commanded us. And surely you are with us always to the very end of the age. So we ask today that you would expand our vision in our church and in the community churches to regard our community as an extension of our congregation, looking at our neighborhoods, workplaces as a mission field. To understand church attendance is no longer a cultural expectation. What's happening within the church, the preaching, worship, music, Bible studies, is no longer enough to attract people. And we're the ones who need to be out there inviting and encouraging and speaking. That we wouldn't just sit in our church building waiting for people to come, but we would ask God for ways. We are asking you for ways to meet people where they are and invite them. Help us, Lord, to reveal the connections between the, and under, have a revelation of the connection between the Great Commandment and the Great Commission to love and go and make disciples. That our evangelistic outreach expresses our love of others, that we do it out of compassion, that we would do what Jesus, you did, who primarily engaged people through everyday encounters rather than in the temple or synagogues. You fed them, you met their needs, you enjoyed their fellowship. We also ask God that we would express our love and compassion for our community in big and small ways, acts of kindness like smiling, saying hello, asking if we can pray for them, offering to help someone struggling, that we would make it a common practice to pray for our neighbors and lift up community concerns. And we ask for a willingness to share our faith and reach out to others with boldness, just as they did in Acts 4:29. And we, Father, we ask, you are the innovator, the creator, and we ask for innovative ideas on how to reach our community, and that we would get to know the community through their demographic data. However, recognizing that stats don't reveal the whole story. In Jesus' name, help us to combine the Great Commission and the Great Commandment to love our community to you. In Jesus' name.